Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pre-game reports on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com are presented by Lordo's Diamonds. Lordo's Diamonds, get your jewelry in brilliant clarity, located in the heart of Ladue. You can see their selection, LordosDiamonds.com, LordosDiamonds.com. So you have a big event coming up, a birthday, anniversary, wedding, engagement. You can mention my name or Scoops with Danny Mac and get additional money off when you talk to Jimmy Lordo when you walk through the doors. That's LordosDiamonds.com. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and we'll talk it over now with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and he is in Philly. I'm in Philly. Game one of this three-game series coming up tonight on Fox Sports Midwest, and my partner will be Jim Edmonds. Derek, right now the Cardinals are at 500. How would you describe what's happened with this Cardinals season? At one time, 10 games above 500. Right now, at 500. Where are the Cardinals?
Underachieving in an unacceptable and relentlessly mediocre way. Is that a good way to put it?
Sure. That's your words. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's why I'm paying you the big bucks for this kind of insight.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's what stands out to me. I mean, you know, they were good enough to win 20 of their first 30 games against probably better competition than they faced recently, to be candid. And now they're back at 500. The record says what they are. And they've had games here. I think, you know, you can draw a distinct line during this losing stretch. Let's describe May, right? Let's take May as the problem, because it has been. So they've lost 16 of 22 games, and there was a stretch there where they were in every game. Whether it was a big hit or the other team got the big hit, or, you know, they just needed one more inning from their starter, didn't get it, that kind of thing. You know, but they were in every game. I mean, even in that Texas Rangers series, right, that, you know, they lost one of the games by a good margin, but they were in that game. They had that moment where they could have cracked it open or pulled themselves back into it. And I always think that that's a pretty good measure of a team is, are they in every game? You know, they've had the wacky oscillation of the offense where it's 17 runs one day and three hits the next. But overall, they had this stretch in this losing period where they were in every game. And then here recently, it's not that they haven't been in every game. It's that they've had games to win and they've slipped through their fingers. I mean, I think Sunday stands out. That's a game you've got to win. And I think as big a win as Saturday was, it was equally as devastating as a loss as Sunday was. And I think that you can't celebrate what Jerko did and acknowledge what, you know, the team meeting and all the conversation and what Molina was saying during that game. I think you cannot celebrate that with also out not pointing to the next day when the exact opposite took place. You know, that is a game you got to close down. That's a win you got to steal from the Braves. It was there. You know, they did just enough to have a good lead, three-run lead, and then everything to let it slip away.
It's been interesting, too, the month of May. The current winning percentage is .304, which is worst in team history. Four games left. The worst all-time was 1980 when they went 8-18 and a .307 winning percentage. So it has been a historically bad month and tough month for the club. The first 10 series, they went 6-3-1. They're 0-6-1 in their last seven. So the one thing I took away, though, from the games against Atlanta over the weekend was the starting pitching that settled in. Michaelis, 7 innings. Hudson, 6 1/3. Flaherty, 6 innings. The bullpen, though, had a couple of blown saves, and they weren't quite the bullpen that we have seen, which at times can be dominating. So it's been an odd year in which When the starters roll, the bullpen hasn't. Bullpen rolls, starters not going deep. Offense, as you talked about, has these huge offensive explosion games, and then other nights they have three hits. It just hasn't clicked altogether. But I think when it does, they got a chance to be very good, which we've seen. But when it doesn't, it can be ugly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all well put. You know, they're, what was it that Schiltz said the other day was that, you know, there's a rhythm to a team. There's
exactly.
a rhythm to winning.
Right.
There's a rhythm to playing. And, you know, they haven't found a rhythm. And what he means by that is not so much rhythm, but a harmony. You know, a harmony between lineup, harmony between starters, harmony between bullpen. You know, some of this, though, is by their doing, right? I mean, let's be candid. You know, they have a lot of starters in the bullpen. Right now out there, or I guess the other day, they had three guys who were competing for a rotation spot. No, they still do. The other day they had four. Now they have three guys who are competing for a rotation spot in spring training out in the bullpen. You know, there's a jumble of roles out there, and it does seem like they are aggressive with some, and they want to be aggressive with Carlos Martinez, and we'll see how they use Michael Wacha. And yet they're riveted in place with Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks has the best fastball in baseball. He may have the best arm in baseball. He may have the best single pitch in baseball. I mean, you could argue all of those points, and the Cardinals have found reasons not to use him. There has been one save situation or two save situations for him the entire month. You cannot tell me that there weren't other leverage spots when he could have influenced a game. When, I mean, you would never do that with your best hitter, right? You would never say, oh, well, you know what? We don't need him today to change the game. Except for they're also doing that. Paul Goldschmidt went the first 21 games of the month with 12 at bats with runners in scoring position. 12. That's it. There are things going on with this team, as you know, Schilt talks about the rhythm, that are self-inflicted. That are, and I get it. I mean, you want to be patient. You want to see things come through, but there probably comes a time where an audit needs to be done about using the best players in the best spots and why are they not getting there. I know that there's been a lot of talk around their contact rate, their strikeout rate, and their walk rate and all that stuff. But what about their ability to change games rate? You know, are they putting their best guys in the best spots to influence games? And I think through May, we're just not seeing that.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, Blues fans, pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese, all of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men.
Carpenter was taken out of the leadoff spot, and that was in the Braves series, batting fifth. He went 6-for-12, home run, drove in three. On the flip side, Dexter Fowler at the top, 0-for-10, five strikeouts. What do you think about that move? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I think that speaks to what I was just touching on, is put your best guys in the better spots. This is classic as far as sample size. I mean, for a majority of the season, Dexter Fowler has been better at getting on base than Matt Carpenter, and better than a lot of guys on the team, maybe outside of Paul DeJong, getting on base. So why not maximize that and get him on base ahead of others? Paul Goldschmidt batting second. Again, it's absurd how few times he's been able to hit with runners on base or with runners in scoring position. So do something to change that. And it makes sense to turn to a guy who has been getting on base more regularly than anybody else. And then the other move, you put Matt Carpenter in a spot where he can drive in runs. That seems to be a very good spot for him. I think you and I talked about this on a previous podcast, and it goes back to putting guys in the best spots to succeed. They were assuring that Matt Carpenter was going to face a shift for at least one plate appearance every game, by having him bat leadoff. They were going to, the Cincinnati Reds were going to put five outfielders out there, at least one plate appearance every game. One way to change that is to put him in a spot where he might bat with runner on base.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We saw some of that. We saw teams have to adjust their shifts. We also saw Matt Carpenter, because there was a runner on base, he went the other way and got a single. He had an absolute blistering line drive single stolen from him by the shift in the Atlanta series. Shallow right field. That's a base hit for the entirety of his life until the last few years, right? But by saying he's going to bat leadoff, the Cardinals are surrendering that. It's either hit a home run or hit into the shift, and that's just not fair. That's not putting a guy in a best spot to succeed. And again, I think we've seen that a lot this May.
Goldschmidt, last 15 road games, Derek, no home runs and only 10 hits, batting 179. What are you seeing with him?
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking into this, Dan. Spent a lot of the morning here, our first morning in Philadelphia, trying to look into him, Harper, and Machado, the big three ticket additions for teams this past offseason. And what I wanted to do was try to find where the gaps were in their production. What was really different from this year? Because they're all off to pretty slow starts. Machado, though, is warming up, hitting really well here in May. But where was the biggest gap? And, that's one of them. The Goldschmidt's production on the road is far off his usual thing. I mean, look, he's hitting .222 this season against teams not named Milwaukee. So that's part of it too. I mean, .228 overall on the road, .756 OPS. This is not him. And also, like a day night splits are very bizarre. I think he's got two extra base hits in May. 23 hits total, 21 of them singles, that means. I think, he's hitting the ball on the ground more often. I think he's seeing very few fastballs, which I find fascinating. And part of that has to do with, we're going to get back to this, is he's hitting with bases empty a lot. So there's all types of ways to attack him when there's nobody on base.
Finally, Wainwright going tonight, and he's had his struggles clearly on the road, but Genesis Cabrera getting the call up in Michael Wacha's spot. Just your thoughts on Cabrera and not others getting that look.
Well, I think it has to do with some, recent performances. Jake Woodford was being watched for that start, and then he goes out and does what, they really can't have a guy do, which is walk a bunch. He can't walk a bunch of guys. Austin Gomber would get the start, except for he's not yet fully back. He's throwing on the side. He's getting his his work in to get back in the rotation, and he may be the guy who gets that next start. He's pitched well down there. Daniel Ponce de Leon, again, just kind of inconsistency. So they go with who's pitching the best of the three most recently of the three, and that's Cabrera with two quality starts in a row. And also the ability to maintain velocity. If there is a tiebreaker, they're going to go with the velocity. And if there's a second tiebreaker, they're going to go with the left-handedness. So I think it's interesting. I don't know, Dan, how you feel about this, but this series, I'm not sure it sets up all that well for the Cardinals. I mean, those are words that I'll probably eat if they go and sweep the thing. But, I don't know. Philly is playing really great. This ballpark plays really small. I don't know how this works out for the Cardinals. It's just a very interesting situation that they're in.
Six games are.
Yeah, I get it. They've put a lot of emphasis on that Cubs series. So it's like, well, what are you going to – you go 1-2 here, then you've lost another series in a row. You're in your what? You've won 17 of 25. You've lost 18 of 25. That's what it is. You've lost 18 of 25. I said that backwards. So you've lost 18 of 25, and you're going into the Cubs series. And the Cubs win that series. The Cubs sweep that series. The Cubs take 4 of 6 in that next week. And is the division race over? They're in a bind, I think, Dan. They're in a real bind to get out of May, escape May, like you said, a historically bad May. Rick Hummel made the point that they have yet to win 2 games in a row in
May.
That's
right.
They got to escape May, start June strong, and, they got to have a month. Dan, this is the fourth losing month that they've had in their last 6 months of baseball.
That's right.
So 6 months of baseball constitutes a season, right? So of their last 6 months of baseball, going back to last year, they have had 4 losing months. That's heinous.
Well, it doesn't lend itself to having success, and we'll see if that changes.
No, it's the opposite of having success.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dan? I mean, you've seen a lot of games here at Citizens Bank Ballpark. You and I both have. We've seen some remarkable games here. I don't have a good feel for how really good the Phillies are. Their division is not as robust as maybe some expected. But I don't know. I think it's a very fascinating matchup. It's going to help that they come at them with 3 different styles of pitchers. Waino from the right side with the curveball, Brera from the left side with the power, and then Hudson from the right side with the power sinker, almost like throwing Fulton David. Soroka, that's who it is. Soroka at them. I don't know. It's an interesting series. How do you think it sets up?
Well, I think it sets up dangerously because Wainwright has not been good on the road. Cabrera making a major league debut. Hudson is,
yeah,
looks like
a high walk rate.
Right. And, Hudson looks like he's starting to settle in. But
unforgiving ballpark.
It's an unforgiving ballpark, and we haven't even seen Bryce Harper catch fire yet.
No, he's not been good.
So this lineup has been good despite the fact that he may be walking and getting on base, but he's not doing the damage that they are expecting. And you just hope that continues for another another series if you're a Cardinal fan, because if he gets going, watch out. It really changes their lineup. But, yeah, it's a dangerous series. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, interesting. Well, Harper's hitting .207 against right-handed pitching. He's hitting .108 against powers pitching, so it's interesting.
He's seen the most fastballs and the most fastballs up in the zone, and we'll see if that's how the Cardinals approach him. And he's had, the most swings and misses up there too.
He's had the most strikeouts. Yep, that's correct.
Yeah. So
there you go. Elevated fastball and curveballs from Wainwright all night.
Yep, I'm assuming that's what we're going to see. Hey, my man, thank you, and we'll try to do this again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Dan. Thanks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.